President Trump tweeted today that his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin was even better than his meeting with NATO. He's defending himself against criticism from the left and the right over his performance at yesterday's joint press conference with Putin, where Trump discredited U.S. intelligence agency conclusions that Russia interfered in the 2016 election and said Putin's denial of interference was very, very strong. Here's Republican Mike Turner, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, speaking on CNN this morning.
Certainly what we know now is the only thing that's come out of this, this summit is certainly a dangerous policies, dangerous statements, divisiveness between, of course, the president and Congress. The president needs to make firm statements that he understands that Russia is not an ally, that Russia has meddled in the elections, that Russia is a destabilizing force, threatening our allies.
Joining us now is NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell. Kelsey, one of the few elected Republicans who is defending Trump today is Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who decried partisan politics as Trump derangement syndrome. Trump tweeted praise for Senator Paul this morning. How would you characterize the overall reaction, though, from congressional Republicans?
Well, I would say that Senator Paul is a bit of an outlier in this situation. Most of the Republicans that we talk to on the Hill are either directly criticizing the president or they are saying that they, you know, reaffirming their support for the intelligence community findings that Russia did interfere in the 2016 election or some kind of combination of the two. I think it's important to remember, though, they fall into two separate camps. The people who are largely criticizing Trump directly are people who are leaving Congress, people who don't need to get reelected by Republican voters who still largely support the president.
Bob Corker, and then, Jeff Flake, people like that.
Yes, people like that. Even, you know, House Speaker Paul Ryan went a little bit further than, say, his counterpart in the Senate, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell is a part of another wing of people who have to get reelected and who are being much, much more cautious in the way they talk about this.
Well, let's listen to House Speaker Paul Ryan in a news conference today. He declined to criticize the president directly.
How many times have I stood up here and told you what I think about Vladimir Putin? Vladimir Putin does not share our interests. Vladimir Putin does not share our values. We just conducted a year-long investigation into Russia's interference in our elections. They did interfere in our elections. It's really clear. There should be no doubt about that.
No doubt about that. But, Kelsey, is any action expected in Congress? Senator Chuck Schumer is saying there should be hearings with the people who were there with the president at the meeting in Helsinki.
Yeah, Senator Schumer is asking for a number of things, including that he wants Republicans to stand up and say they support the Mueller investigation into Russian interference in the election. Now, it's a complicated situation here where you have some people like Ryan himself saying that maybe they could consider the possibility of more sanctions, which is one of the options. But largely Republicans that I've talked to aren't really sure what they can do to push back because largely the president has the ability to conduct foreign policy as he determines is correct, and Congress can only weigh in politically and pressure him politically to make a different case or to speak differently about things.
And is there a political problem here for Republicans, whether they speak out or whether they stay silent on this?
Yeah, this is one of those things that we have watched Republicans balance throughout the entirety of this presidency, but it's becoming far more acute right now. There's some people, particularly people like Senator Bob Corker, seem to be a little bit more comfortable criticizing the president, particularly now that they are seeing a pattern of actions that they don't like. So the tariffs that the White House has been issuing and their plans for more of them kind of come right before this meeting, this NATO meeting and this meeting out in Helsinki. And Republicans are feeling a little bit frustrated. They're feeling stressed. The president keeps doing things on a national stage and an international stage that really go against the actual positions of the party that he is representing.
Kelsey, just briefly, we've had a lot of situations that are like this, but does this one feel different to you on Capitol Hill?
It feels more intense. It feels like it's lasting a little bit longer, but it's really hard to say how much longer it will last and if this change is permanent or if this is just a flash in the pan. You'll notice later today that a lot of the senators are already trying to shift the conversation back to Judge Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court.
See if that works. Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional reporter, thank you.
Thank you.